speedbuilders.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, negligence is a failure of a person to use ordinary care. Ordinary care is the degree of care which a reasonably prudent person would have used after taking into review any and all of the facts and events and conditions which such person found himself or herself in at the time of the event in question. The degree of care which is necessary becomes greater in proportion to the danger that could and should reasonably be predicted. However, the test still is of ordinary care under the attending events. Let me make certain you understand that nuisance may exist, although there was no failure to use ordinary care. Under the law, a nuisance is whatever should unlawfully and purposely hurt or cause trouble to another, or that which gives offense to the human sense, or which obstructs the reasonable use of property, or that which gives trouble and vexation. The reason for an act has no bearing in deciding whether an act constitutes a nuisance. If fumes passed from one's property to the property of another to the other's damage, an action will apply then, even if the fumes are caused by lawful operations of the defendant, and, of course, regardless of the defendant's good motive. In a nutshell, a nuisance does not ordinarily depend on the degree of care which may be exercised. One may not know or permit a smell or fumes which interfere with the normal use of the property of another unless the permission of the owner of the land affected by the fumes is first obtained. If you should determine by a preponderance of the evidence the defendants allowed these fumes or this odor which interfered with the plaintiff's use of its property, then the defendants must be found liable for such damages.